I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. If all goes as planned, ice-locked Nome, Alaska should start getting fuel from that Russian tanker Renda within the next day or so. Crews are building a path over a half mile of Bering Sea ice to lay a hose to pump diesel gas and home heating oil from the tanker to shore. A November storm prevented Nome's 3,500 residents from getting a fuel shipment earlier, and supplies will run out in the spring without the Russian reinforcement. Meanwhile, over in Valdez, officials are offering workers $20.30 an hour to help the 170 people already recruited to dig that town out from more than 322 inches of snow. That's about 27 feet. Journalist Geo Beach joins us from Homer, Alaska. Geo, is the thinking that that extra 30 cents, you know, in addition to the $20, might get these workers into Valdez?
There's a lot of snow and not quite enough elbow grease, Robin. It just stacks up in Valdez. They're well on their way to a record year, and the piles in town are reaching 30 feet and too much on the roof, so it's got to get off of there. But, you know, there's so much opportunity private sector that twice in a week the city has tried to boost the wage to get enough people to get the snow cleared. Right next door over in Cordova, they have enough people to shovel their record-setting snowfall, which is on a par with Valdez. They've just burned through the supply of shovels. You know, it's Alaska. It's tough snow. You can't have a plastic consumer-grade shovel to get it out of there. And there's been a special shipment direct from the manufacturing plant in the lower 48 to try and get the proper armaments into the hands of Cordovans.
And to the Russian tanker, which began its journey in mid-December to pick up diesel fuel in South Korea before heading to Alaska. The ship owner says even with the help of the Coast Guard cutter Healy, making it through this Bering Sea ice was a big challenge. Tell us more about this, because I believe you had a friend who was a Marine pilot in this action.
My good friend Peter Garay is really the dean of SWAPA, the Southwest Alaska Pilots Association. He volunteered for this mission because it's so dicey. It's never been done before in an icebound United States port. Really, there's only one available icebreaker. That's Healy, which had just finished a mission in the north and was held over an additional month or more to be able to plow a path. And it was going to be a Canadian icebreaker, but the United States Coast Guard decided that would be giving too much away to international interests. Truly, things are changing here in the Arctic, and notwithstanding our extremely cold winter, climate change means that in coming years, the much sought-after and mystical Northwest Passage is going to open up, and America at this point in time is ill-prepared to address that for environmental issues, for minerals exploration, and for military over-the-top issues.
So there's a lot more going on here than, you know, the headlines, people stuck and without diesel and such. And we understand where you are there on the Kenai Peninsula. An avalanche has closed the only road and railroad from Anchorage to the peninsula?
Yeah, we're back up now, but it's a very thin line that connects us here at the terminus of the North American highway system to the rest of civilization. And I'm in Homer, what we call the banana belt, the Alaska Riviera. Right now, we're about 0 degrees in Homer, so we're sort of on the straddling the lines between the haves and the have-nots. The have-nots would include Nome, that got down to 40 below starting in November, and currently Fairbanks, where it's pushing 50 below. When they say it's cold in Fairbanks, they're not kidding. And for mathematicians out there who like to figure their Celsius Fahrenheit equivalents, it's easy at 40 below, because 40 below is the same in Celsius and in Fahrenheit. It's C-O-L-D.
Well, and just you mentioned climate change. I just want to say that although you're not a meteorologist, you do say that this weather that they're seeing, a huge snowdrop, is the Pineapple Express. That's this high-pressure front from Hawaii that meets a cold front from Siberia. It's a weather cycle.
That's exactly correct. Sometimes that's a warmer phenomenon we call a Chinook, which melts things in the wintertime. But no such luck here. The Siberian air mass raining over Alaska is just way too cold for that.
Geo Beach, journalist and writer in Homer, Alaska, giving us the latest from that state, which has several big news stories going on. Geo, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And coming up, speaking of the haves and the have-nots, the problem of the very rich and where to put their cash. This is not about envy. It's about real estate. In 30 seconds, here and now.